Zoo and the baby bird.
You won't catch me. I'm much too quick for you. Oh, wow. You tricked me there, Pock. I love playing tag with you. It's so much fun. Did you hear that, Pock? What do you think it is? I think it's coming from over there. Come on, let's have a look. Look, it's a baby bird. Poor thing. I think it's hurt. I wonder where its parents are. Come on, Pock. Let's take it to Grandma and Grandpa. I'm sure they will know what to do. Grandpa, Grandma, look what we found.
Oh, poor baby bird. It must have fallen out of his nest.
Look, Grandma, it's shaking. It must be cold. We should warm it up.
Well, the best way is to place it in a small cardboard box.
A cardboard box. Oh, I know where we can find one. Do you want to come with me, Zoo?
What about the baby bird?
Don't worry. I'll take care of it until you get back.
Let's see. Where are those boxes? This. What do you think, Zoo?
It's perfect, Grandpa. Grandma, Grandma, look at the box we found.
Oh, it's perfect.
That's what I said.
Look, while you were gone, I found some cotton wool, which we can use to build up a cozy nest. There. I think your baby bird will be nice and warm now.
Pork, this is not for you. It's for the baby bird. Come on, you're going to love your new nest.
Careful, Zoo.
Don't worry, Grandma. I'll be very gentle. There. Now you're going to be really warm and comfy. No, Pock. I'll play tag with you later. I have to take care of the baby bird.
I think our little guest might be hungry.
What do baby birds eat?
I read somewhere that the best emergency food for a baby bird is cat biscuits.
Cat biscuits?
Absolutely. And I'm sure Mr. Zoe must have some in his shop.
Ah, there you go.
Thank you, Mr. Zoe.
But I don't remember you having a cat.
It's not for a cat. It's for a baby bird.
Yes. Cat food has everything a little bird needs to recover.
Is that right? Well, you learn something new every day.
Goodbye, Mr. Zoe.
Goodbye.
Did you remember to dip the biscuit in warm water to soften it?
Yes, Grandpa. I did exactly as you told me. Here you go. This is good for you. No, Pork. Stop it. This is not for you. Here you go.
We're back!
Mum, Dad, look! I found a baby bird! And Grandpa, Grandma and I fed him! And we've even made a nest!
Oh, he's so cute!
Yes, he looks very happy.
Can he sleep in my bedroom? Please, please!
Well...
Please, please say yes!
All right, Bizu. The baby bird can stay in your room tonight.
Yeah! Awesome! There you go. You'll be perfect here. Night-night, baby bird. Good night, Pork. Pork? He must already be asleep.
Well, your baby bird seems a lot better this morning.
Do you really think so, Grandma? I took really good care of him.
I've got a surprise for you, Zoo.
Wow, you made a birdhouse, Grandpa. It's beautiful.
Now, if our little guest here wants to stay longer, he'll have his own house. So, what do you think, Zoo? Is this a good spot?
It's perfect, Grandpa. It shouldn't be too high.
There we are. A brand new house for our little guest.
What's wrong, Pock? Are you ill? Come with me. I'm going to take good care of you. Stay here. I'm going to get you something to eat and make you a nice little nest. Pork, would you like something to drink as well? Pork, but you're not really ill. Did you just pretend to be ill so I will take care of you? Oh, Pork. Grandpa! Grandpa! What's wrong with Pork? He pretended to be ill, so I would take care of him.
If you want my opinion, I think Pork's a bit jealous.
But why is he jealous? He shouldn't be.
You know, Zoo, since the baby bird arrived, you haven't spent much time with Pock. Perhaps he's afraid of not being your friend anymore.
Oh, I didn't realise, Grandpa. Look, Grandpa, the baby bird is trying to fly. But it can't.
Well, that's perfectly normal, Zoo. His mum and dad aren't there to show him how to fly.
But I can teach it. Look, this is how you're supposed to fly. Flapping your wings very hard. The problem is, I'm a zebra and zebras can't fly. Grandpa, what else can I do to help?
Well, maybe he just needs a helping hand to go faster.
You're right, Grandpa. I'm going to help it go faster. Come on, flap your wings as hard as you can. Go! Fly off! Yes! Look, Grandpa! He's flying! Oh, no! Pock! You saved the baby bird! Thank you! Look, Grandpa! Pock is teaching him how to fly! You, Pork, you've saved the baby bird, and you even taught him how to fly. I'm sorry, Pork. I haven't spent any time with you since we found the baby bird. I didn't mean to ignore you and make you jealous. Can you forgive me? You really are the best friend in the world.
Looks like our little guest has found his parents again.
I'm going to miss the baby bird, Grandpa.
Oh, don't worry, Zoo. I'm sure he'll come back to see you.
Bye, baby bird.
Well, I don't think we need this birdhouse anymore. I'm going to take it down.
No, wait, Grandpa. Why don't we leave it for Pop? Then he'll have two houses. one inside and another in the garden.
Good idea, Zoo. I'll even paint it in black and white stripes. It'll remind him of his best friend.